Well, hello and welcome to Easter morning. It's lovely to have you here on this joyous day. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a full Easter Day service and music, and I really trust that you're just experienced the glorious, the beautiful, living God. My name is the Reverend Steve Morris. The Lord be with you and also with you. I invite you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for, near or far, big or small, knowing that God promises to forgive and to forget. Let's do that now. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Before our reading, we are going to have our first song, Stuart Townend's See What a Morning. Isn't that wonderful? I absolutely love that song. It just captures the mood so beautifully. Life wins, love wins, death cannot defeat us. It's just beautiful, isn't it? So now let's have our first readings. The first reading is from Acts, and it's Acts chapter 10, beginning of verse 34. Peter began to speak, and now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men and women from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message of God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by raising him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And the second reading is from the Gospel of Mark, Mark 16, 1-8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be scared," he said. "You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. It really is the most astounding reading, isn't it, the one from Mark? I mean, Mark's gospel is a bit odd because it kind of ends mid-sentence, so we don't really know whether that was deliberate or what was going to come next. But we do know that the resurrection is a great news, because it tells us that in the end, death cannot win. We begin at the start of that reading, where the Sabbath being over, Mary and her friend go to try to do what needed to be done, was to anoint the dead body of Jesus. They must have been so terribly bereaved. But more than that, they kind of knew it was a fool's errand, because if the stone was still over the tomb, they wouldn't be able to get in. But they go in hope. They go more in hope than certainty, which is a good metaphor, really. And of course, when they get there, the stone has been moved. They enter the tomb, which must have been particularly frightening, and they realise something, that Christ isn't there. He is risen. He is alive. Now, there's no doubt at all, not one shred of doubt, when you read the Gospels, that Christ was actually properly dead when he was put in that tomb. He was put in the tomb and he was dead. He wasn't kind of sleeping. He hadn't been knocked out or something. Because if he had, he wouldn't have been able to come back with the kind of vigour that he has. You know, if he'd been on the edge of death, beaten to a pulp, he wouldn't have been able to come back and do the things that he did. What's interesting is this character, maybe it's an angel in the tomb, tells the women not to be afraid and gives them the good news. He has risen. He's not here. And he sends them back to the men to tell them. Essentially, the women become the first Christian preachers. I mean, they go back and tell the truth to the men. The reason they were frightened, I think, is they thought, well, you know, men don't treat women very seriously. How will they believe us? But they go back. You know, on Easter Day, we just celebrate the fact that... And it's so, so strong, isn't it, having gone through coronavirus, when we've seen so much death, so many endings... Easter speaks into our need, our desire for fresh starts, for the knowledge that though we miss people and they are gone and they have died, that is not the end of the story. it's very difficult to imagine what it must have been like for people at the time when they suddenly saw Jesus back. I've thought about this, and it seems to me it's like, for instance, one day I'm at home and the door knocks, and I open the door, and there's, I mean, it could be any of the people that I've lost. My dad, for instance, there he is with his glasses on and giving me a smile. Hi, son, I'm okay. I mean, wouldn't that change everything about your life? And I think that's what Easter is doing. It's allowing us to get the perspective, the heavenly perspective, the eternal perspective, that in the end, all that is wrong and all that is bad with the world will be made right, and it cannot possibly win. I love Easter because I love the image of the rolling away of the stone. When I first became, the very first time I became a Christian, that was my prayer. Lord, would you roll away the stone that has somehow become fixed over my life. Roll it away. Let the air in. Let me start again. And that has absolutely happened. God never let me down. So this morning, Christ is risen, my dear friends, and that changes everything. Let's have our next song. It's a more traditional one. It's the King's College Choir, and it's a great, beautiful, traditional hymn. Beautiful, wasn't it? King's College Choir singing Jesus Christ is Risen today. I know if you're watching from home, you may be watching there on your own or with others, but we're going to share the peace, so let's do that right now. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's exchange a sign of peace. So, friends, we begin the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord is here, his Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour, But chiefly, are we bound to praise you because you raised him gloriously from the dead? For he is the true Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world, but his death, and by his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and to serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. We're now going to sing. Listen to our next song. It's a modern one. It's beautiful. It's Mary, Mary, Shackles.
I'm gonna praise you. wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Shackles on my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna pray.
Take the shackles from us, Lord. That's what we pray. And we pray now. Let's pray. Father, we pray. We pray for all those who are lonely. We pray for those who are sick, for those who just need your loving kindness. We pray thanks that we can celebrate this glorious festival and feast today, Lord. We are so happy to do so. And we thank you, Lord, that you promise to protect us, to look after us, and that we will have eternal life. And we are so grateful to you. We are grateful to your Son and all that he did and does for us. Father, would you bless this church, and would you bless all church leaders and leaders of all different organisations. Would you be with those who are tired and weary, having worked all through coronavirus, those people working in hospitals and so many others. Father, we come to you today, grateful, thankful, joyous, and help us to know that you have acted, and you have acted decisively, and we are now in the new age of glory and revelation and all the things that you have brought to us, and we are so thankful to you. Amen. So friends, before we finish, we're going to have one more hymn. It's another one that's it's traditional, it's wonderful. Thine be the glory.
I'm
So, friends, thank you for joining me. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. My friends, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.